Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EP. And if you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're visiting with Mr. Al Khoury, the CEO and principal consultant for Manceps, that was founded on the belief that artificial intelligence and machine learning can transform the way organizations do business. Al, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric. I'm really excited to be joining your listeners.
And certainly looking forward to hearing from you, and thanks for your time as well. So first of all, explain a little bit about Manceps and its mission to kick things off here today.
Yeah, certainly. Manceps is a research and engineering company that helps enterprise customers create custom-built AI solutions. We have an expert team of data scientists and machine learning engineers working globally across industries, from, say, optimizing integrated circuits with computer vision, those things that power your electronics, to summarizing and organizing patient documents in healthcare. We bring the latest state-of-the-art solutions from research labs into production to help businesses maintain their competitive advantage. We do that in collaboration with our global partners and academic alliances to provide businesses a shortcut to benefit without the excessive cost of hiring their own data science teams.
And thanks for giving us an overview of your mission there at Manceps and a little bit about the company. Now, tell us, is there a difference between artificial intelligence and machine learning? And if so, explain the differences there.
Well, artificial intelligence is a set of capabilities that allow computers to operate like us, really. It breaks down into challenges like perception, learning, planning, and knowledge representation. AI's goal is to create systems that can solve problems or perform tasks autonomously. There are several approaches that were developed over the years to accomplish that goal with little success. Machine learning is the latest approach, which is finally working. It is a paradigm shift from giving computers the rules to get answers to actually allowing computers to develop their own rules or intuition from data to predict the answer. For example, you can never describe how you would ride a bicycle. You ride that bicycle intuitively. If you would create rules for computers to teach them how to ride bicycles, it's impossible to write this many rules. However, if you allow computers to learn how to walk or to ride a bicycle, they will develop their own intuition like we do, and they will learn from the data they acquired, and they would put their own rules to use to learn how to walk or ride a bicycle on their own.
That is a great analogy there, and really I can't think of a better idea in using that particular analogy to explain what the difference is between artificial intelligence and machine learning. Now, getting back to artificial intelligence or AI, it seems to be the backbone of quite a few science fiction storylines as well. How can enterprise decision makers best understand AI and its impact on their business?
Certainly, like the Terminator is new to anybody. I think every one of us thinks of AI as what Hollywood likes to present it. The idea of creating intelligent machines existed for a really long time. Digitization of our world and the abundance of data we generate today, coupled with powerful on-demand cloud architecture we have now, we're now finally able to build systems that are capable of learning on their own. We were missing a couple of things in the past, though. Computers couldn't understand what's in a picture beyond the color pixels. And they were also unable to comprehend our collective knowledge represented mostly in the form of text. Machine learning now powers both a powerful computer vision that can recognize anything within its field of sight and incredibly capable natural language understanding modules. And if you add advanced predictive analytics and new algorithms, businesses now have access to new superpowers that automate that they can use to automate their operations and understand their customers better. We did some research, Eric, on who's using AI today, and we found that 50 out of the Fortune 50 companies have already put AI to use in production. You can see the details in our free comprehensive AI guide on manceph.com if you like. A lot of really good use cases came out of that research. So from, say, agriculture or utility companies that use drones to automatically identify issues, to factories using AI to fully automate their operations, AI is a set of tools that can be applied to all kinds of businesses. Take for example, attorneys using an army of paralegals to read through thousands of case documents to perform discovery and generate a case summary, a task that used to take weeks and months. Now can be done in under a minute with even higher accuracy than humans can ever do. Not only that, we've added analytics to the mix to cross-reference case contents to historical cases and other data points to help lawyers litigate with confidence. The truth is, businesses that adapt will likely survive.
I'm sure the listeners are thankful for your joining us in covering artificial intelligence and machine learning and how it can transform the way organizations do business today. We're joined by Mr. Al Khairy, the CEO and principal consultant for Manceph here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Mr. Khairy, how did you get involved actually in artificial intelligence to begin with, and what do you forecast for this technology's use, say, at either 5 or 10 years looking ahead into the future?
Absolutely. I'm happy to talk about that. I was very passionate about technology from an early age. In fact, I wrote my first computer game in assembly language back when I was in my early high school years. And computers were still young at that point in time. And that was an exciting journey where I worked with multiple global organizations on building and evangelizing new technology, starting with virtualization and the cloud. I've been very savvy around technology all my life and built my career around it out of that passion and conviction that technology is changing the world, and it has completely changed our course in the past just few years alone. I found an opportunity as I was learning about this space literally decided to quit my lucrative job in that company headquartered in Redmond, Washington, and started Manceph about 3 years ago. And we started with the mission to enable AI technologies in the enterprise, and we have been growing rapidly and helping our customers see and accomplish some amazing results. Now, let me talk a little bit about where AI is today and where it's headed, in my view. If you think about the AI capabilities that we have today, they are generally narrow capabilities. For example, you take a robotic arm, you manipulate it manually, you move it around, you teach it what you want it to do, and then you sell it and forget it, and it does that repeatedly. Or you train an AI system to recognize an object, and every time it recognizes that object, it alerts you or it does something. Each and every one of those AI systems is uniquely trained with a narrow data set and uniquely capable in that space, but it's very narrow. The way I see AI going forward is enabling a wider AI that's capable to learn across domains. And this is going to happen in one of two ways. Now, imagine this, Eric. Imagine if you have a set of AIs or assistants that you could train with whatever you want. And you train those assistants to become an extension of yourself. That extension of yourself is constantly learning from you on a day-to-day basis, and it's able to start taking on the mundane tasks, the chores that you do every day that you don't want to do. You put an AI system to do for you, and you forget about them, and you let that run, and you only deal with the anomalies. Imagine if that tool becomes part of you that you take with you to a new job or to a new career or to even in your personal life. Now, this is one direction I see the industry going, and enabling that those capabilities for individuals. But there's also the flip side to that, is that supercomputer that we're all going to be training together, that allows for that those technologies or those agents or those bots that are associated with us to collaborate and work behind the scenes to develop this general intelligence across multiple domains by funneling all of our knowledge into a common area. I'll give you an example of that. If you start typing anything in Google, you realize instantly that Google has probably read your mind and continued that sentence for you, and it's figured out what you're going to be searching for even before you do that. The way Google has learned to do this is by learning from all the searches that everybody has been doing all around the world, assembling those in something we call as federated learning models that will take information from we collectively gather and use that information to help the next person who's going to be looking for that information to quickly find that information and use it. Scale that up to a bigger intelligence that's capable of actually helping us do our daily tasks, and you get a combination of a powerful agent in the palm of your hands that's capable of performing tasks for you individually, and a super powerful agent that's sitting out there that has the ability to perform a lot of different tasks, not only just search for you, and in a way that allows you to take advantage of it on the go without having to do much training yourself. I see the world as going towards further automation, and I see the world going towards freeing us from doing the mundane to actually concentrating on doing the more important work that we love doing. I don't know about you, Eric, but I personally don't like chores that much, and I think we'll all be happy to be in a future where those don't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's certainly some exciting stuff, and I believe you're right on target. And certainly appears that we're moving in that direction. Almost seems like the Jetsons cartoon of the 60s, what we're seeing today. So tell us, as we conclude, AI appears also to be a central driver in the Facebook platform's content sharing mission. What are your thoughts around AI and social media communications? And are there any quick fixes to the social media world's challenges around community divisiveness?
Oh boy, that's a tough one. The truth is, AI, like every other technology, can be used for good and bad. Just like the VCR in the past and the internet later, and everything we built can be put to use in either way. You're going to see that technology used to manipulate elections and to form our public discourse or our public opinions. You're going to see that technology used for good, for social justice. You're going to see that technology used for the better, for enabling businesses to actually give us what we need rather than us having to go look for it. The recommender engines that power things like Amazon and Netflix and Spotify allow significant enrichment to our lives by simply knowing about things we didn't know as it finds those matches for us. But I think what I'd like to highlight here is that out of the social media comes a lot of innovation. For example, Yann LeCun, who heads Facebook AI division, is one of the visionaries and founders of modern AI. He actually publishes most of his research and open sources most of his work, and Facebook does a great job at really making that research available. And those models that are trained with data set that only companies like Facebook and Google and others have access to are really useful in order for us to take those, use them as base models for our customers and utilize transfer learning to develop specialized applications for our customers with that later are put to use in production in some amazing ways. If not for anything else, I'd like to highlight the positives that come out of that research, the powerful tools, the powerful trained models that we're able to use which companies like Google and Facebook are open sourcing and making available for the greater good. Facebook is a great company. I see many opportunities for it to improve. I see many opportunities for it to start putting that power for the better good and reduce their focus on the commercialization of it. But I also see their use of technology as very useful. For example, they use advanced AI computer vision techniques to identify things that are not suitable for work, or things that are hate speech, or things that are harmful. And I see that as very important in our ability to manage the communication and the spread of misinformation.
Definitely to support what you're saying here, we're seeing that today where various platforms are blocking and suspending users for certain terms or subject matters that are offensive. And I've even seen that going on using it myself on various platforms. So it really has been great to have had you, Mr. Kari. Really appreciate what you do in the space and for joining us here today. Where can listeners get more information on Manceps and also be in touch as well?
Manceps.com is a great resource for you to look for information, use cases, case studies, learn a little bit about how other companies are using AI and how can you bring it to your own environment. How can we help you bring AI in the most economical, fastest way possible to help your business gain that competitive advantage that you want. There's also a chatbot that could help you take advantage of learning these issues or these contents via chat or even via voice if you prefer to talk to the computers, as this is becoming more and more the common interface we're going to be using computers as we develop text-to-speech and speech-to-text capabilities in the recent memory. So please visit us at manceps.com. You're welcome to chat with one of our team members, speak to an expert, ask questions, get advice, learn more. We're there. We're happy to help and looking forward to working with you.
And again, folks, that is manceps.com. Mr. Kari, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly was our pleasure.
I appreciate it, Eric. Thanks for the time and have a wonderful rest of your day.
And you as well. We've been speaking with Mr. Al Kari, the CEO and principal consultant for Manceps, that was founded on the belief that artificial intelligence and machine learning can transform the way organizations do business. And for all the details, visit manceps.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.